Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You two are bad friends.
For these two idiots.
Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Welcome to the spooktacular
Friends
Halloween.
Halloween. You gotta put Asians' codes.
Welcome to Bad Friends Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Everyone say who they are. Bobby, go.
I am Jeffrey Dahmer's, one of his victims, the Filipino guy he ate. No, I'm Elvis Presley. How you doing?
This guy over here is my good friend Elvis Presley.
How you doing?
Dad, why don't you eat one of the sandwiches I made for you? That's
really
just,
good.
What does he say? It's some fish I cooked earlier. That's why it smells over there. It's not because of young black men's bodies rotting in the fridge.
Yeah.
It stinks because I let some meat go bad.
So good.
I really messed it up this time, huh, Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, I'm in a real stinker now.
It's so good.
He would kill someone and then go, I made a real stinker this time, yeah. Pop.
I'm in a real conundrum.
Someone's like, Jeffrey, you severed his head.
Yeah.
Jiminy Crickets, I never knew it was going to come to this.
Yeah.
I'm Jeffrey D, baby. And let's throw it to the girls.
What's up? What are you supposed to be?
I'm Mother Teresa. Asian Filipino version who likes to also kill people and maybe spank babies.
Oh, everyone's
favorite Asian Filipino who loves to kill people
and
spank
the babies. I remember from
I've
the
read
stories.
About that when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
And where
it used to be terrifying.
What part of the world are you from again?
Yeah,
Persia.
From Persia.
From Persia.
So you're an Asian Filipino nun who loves to kill people and spank babies.
What
from?
Part of Persia? Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay.
Cuba, Persia. I remember the stories.
And
what are you supposed to be?
I'm a sick dog.
You're a sick dog?
Say it again.
I'm a sick dog.
A sick dog.
A sick dog.
What does a sick dog sound like?
Like this. I don't know. Dogs can't talk, but I'm
no, do they go...
Well, they're...
Now that's what they do?
Yeah.
When the cone is because you're sick or because they want you to, because you just got spayed or neutered?
Yeah, they took my pussy out.
Does that happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
They rip their pussy right out.
I thought it was only the penises.
They rip it right out.
The vagina out. For what purpose?
No,
why not?
Babies.
There's still a hole there. It's just a
deeper hole.
Yeah. It's a deeper hole.
That's what they call it.
I see.
She got deeper
also, bigger dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
They do it for the bigger dog dicks.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like a Yorkshire Terrier, if she wants to fuck a pit bull, they probably get that operation.
Oh, I didn't think of it like that.
You gotta think of it that
and
way.
And who loves pit bulls?
Black
guys.
People.
And what do they have?
You eat them.
Big dicks.
Your character eats them.
Sometimes I eat a couple of black guys.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
Let me ask you something.
Their skin is beautiful.
When I saw that show, is that racism?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, it is.
He loves black people.
No, that's not. We don't interpret it that way, though.
I do.
I know.
You love something, you eat it.
What?
But think of it this way, though.
I love black guys. I just
Jeffrey,
want to
let me ask
eat
you a
their
question.
Body. Go ahead.
I'll answer any question possible. Okay, so check it out.
Yeah.
So basically, it's in the 90s you did this.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you listen to Nirvana or did you like the music or?
Yeah, I mean, In Bloom is a great song.
Right. So what I'm saying is...
Never mind.
Okay, in the 90s, listen to me, okay? in the 90s in Wisconsin, what, there was like four Filipinos, dude? You ate one Filipino. That's basically wiping half the fucking Filipino fucking population.
It's actually a quarter if you do the math,
yeah,
right?
A quarter, right? So how is that not racism?
Because I basically am showing praise for how much I love those jungle Asians.
Right, right. But is but why didn't you eat whites?
They're not my flavor.
they don't taste good.
Yeah. Imagine like this. Yeah. What's your least favorite food?
Mine?
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
White people are meatloaf to me.
That's true. And you like?
Filet mignon. And black people are basically filet mignon.
Right. What about the Filipino guy?
Well, Filipino, it's just a little something spicy.
Yeah, right, right. A little spicy.
You need something. You need to shake it off. Mm. You ever had balut?
Yeah, I've had balut. Yeah.
That's basically Filipino, guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I don't think he was racist. I think he was a piece of shit.
Oh, no, that...
But I think he really loved black guys. He was upset. He thought they were beautiful.
Listen, okay?
He killed him because he was bad head, bad mind.
He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a pioneer.
What?
No, he is. In the circular
world. Steve Jobs or Jeffrey Dahmer?
Jeffrey Dahmer. He's a legend, pioneer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he also is... somebody that opened the doors for other serial killers, right?
Yes, yeah.
Now, my point is that I'm giving him props, right?
Thank you.
I'm just, right? In terms of the serial killer world, if there was like a Hall of Fame, you walked in, you go, oh, there's the Jeffrey Dahmer section.
Oh, he's sure in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the racism, I could accept
it's not
the eating and the cannibalism.
Okay.
The racism, I draw the line there.
He would be canceled today. If
He'd
he
be canceled today, but just because they don't allow cannibalism anymore.
No, I don't
it think used
so.
To be cool, man.
All right.
No, but you know what? How is it racist? It'd be racist if he never ate black people. Then he'd be like, I don't like the taste of black people. That'd be racist.
Right.
Instead, he was like, they're so beautiful. I want to rub their soft chocolate skin. He was right. Obsessed.
It could be, I hate them so much. I got to eat them.
No, because didn't he do it to whites? Did he eat any whites? Bring up the list of people that Jeffrey Dahmer
Let's see.
Ate. He had to have eaten a white or two.
I know.
And he found out that he didn't like the taste.
But we're talking about Wisconsin. If we were talking about, South Central.
Milwaukee.
Well, there's more blacks, obviously.
Milwaukee is way more diverse than you think.
At the 90s, there can't be a lot of fucking minorities.
You actually don't know what you're talking about. Milwaukee is very diverse.
It is? Yeah, okay, my bad.
Milwaukee
I didn't
has
know.
A very big black community.
Yeah.
Isn't all meat... It tastes the same.
We're gonna find out today.
No.
Well, that's a
lamb very, doesn't taste like deer.
That's a specific
deer doesn't
question.
Taste like fucking. Yeah.
Doesn't all human meat taste the same?
Yeah.
No. You don't taste the same as me.
Yeah.
I'm more pure.
But we're the same inside.
No, we're not.
You in school.
No, it's your. Here's the thing: the air you breathe, the food you eat, it all affects the meat.
That's right.
The stress. You seem very stressful, Jules.
Okay, look at the list of names. Zoom in. Stephen Hicks, white.
Right,
Curtis Strotter, could go both ways. Richard Guerrero, non-white.
Mexican.
Jeremy Weinberger, that's
white.
My agent.
That's white, yeah.
Jamie Doxtar, white.
No,
Ricky Beeks,
no. Jamie Doxtator?
Doxtator.
Doxtator's black.
Dictator, Doxtator, white guy.
All right.
Ricky Beeks, white guy. Oliver Lacey, white guy.
Errol Lindsay. What about Conorak? Cynthia Fafone.
Okay, so Smithsonian phone is
Filipino.
Definitely Filipino.
Yeah.
Ernest Miller, white. Tony Hughes, maybe could be black. Joseph Brady Hoft, white guy. Matt Turner.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. It's too bad. Anthony Sears, again.
Black.
Could be
no, black.
David Thomas.
Black.
That's white guy.
No, Tom.
Too Dave
white.
Thomas is Wendy's owner. He was white.
Yeah, but the C fucks it up. Yo,
David
I'm David C. Thomas.
Yeah,
Thomas.
You gave
the
C.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
David Cripp Thomas.
Yeah.
Edward White Smith.
W. Smith is
white.
No, when they throw the W in.
No, but it's Edward White Smith.
You're right. Okay, yeah. I'll give you that.
All right. So the dominant amount of these names seem to be white guys.
Yeah, but you're just making assumptions. I think
so. The documentary was racist because they only showed the black murders. I get
Maybe.
What you're saying.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I like men of all shapes, sizes, and colors.
Yeah.
I was actually offended the documentary only showed me attacking black people. Attacked everybody.
Now, if you went to the Serial Killer Hall of Fame, where would you be more excited to go?
Ooh, John Wayne Gacy.
That'd be fun. The clown makeup.
Woo! Do you think they still have it?
Yeah, they probably have it.
Yeah.
I would look up the brand. That's the only clown makeup I'm going to use. What, right? I used to look at the brand. I go, that's the best brand.
Look at that. Is that Clairol? Look at that.
Yeah.
I think I have
his
this.
His artwork. Oh, how much is that painting? Well, how much is a John Wayne Gacy? Oh, my God, so expensive.
How much is a John Wayne Gacy painting?
Yeah, yeah, honestly, how much?
Let's go to auction.
Better than George W. Bush's in terms of the price.
I don't know.
Watch, John Wayne Gacy, expensive.
How much? How much are these paintings worth?
Yeah. Look at that one.
Pretty good.
How much is it?
$1,000.
That's
it? You can buy that right now.
I could buy that now.
Let's buy John Wayne Gacy paintings for the studio.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Too scary.
But yeah. The money doesn't go to him. He's dead.
Yeah.
It goes to his kids, and they need the money.
He needs a better art dealer, I think.
He does.
Yeah.
Should we deal art for him?
Are these prints or are these originals? There's no way these are originals.
That seems like a print.
Yeah, they're prints.
Do you think
original? If, original.
What
dude.
If we got into the business of selling serial killer art?
That'd be cool.
Bobby and Andrew.
Or artifacts, even.
Well, yeah. What
I have one of Ed Gein's lampshades, and he used the skin. You know what I mean? Well, I would probably charge $100,000 for it.
At least,
dude. This is Ed Gein's.
It's Ed Gein's.
Yeah.
This is lampskin. Lampskin.
Yeah. Didn't he do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Take the skin.
Yeah.
And made lampshade. And then when he turned on the light, did he say, I'm going to turn on the light, or did he say, I'm going to turn on Stephanie?
Juicy, are you having a hard time with that,
it's Halloween.
That kennel
we can talk
over
about
your
stuff
head?
Like this.
You can take the kennel off.
I feel like I'm going to throw up, but I might eat it after.
Take the kennel off.
What did that
kennel
painting
off.
Say? What did that painting say?
10,000.
Dude, 10,000, dude.
That's it. Let's buy
That's it. We got to buy it.
Let's buy it. Does she need help taking us off? Let's get some music put to this, her taking off. Great. We're now you're free. Put that closer to your face.
God.
Lower it down so we can see your now dog
you can,
face.
You can run
free. And you went to go lick yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Scoot it down for her. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Very good set tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we just did a Bad Friends live at the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a tour next year. We're going to announce the dates at some point. Juicy was on it. Killed it.
Killed it.
Killed it.
Yeah.
And where were you, Jules?
Oh,
get the mic again. God.
I was sleeping.
Sleeping.
Yeah, she's sleeping.
She's sleeping.
Yeah.
Juice, and you know, when I'm out of town,
I invited
though.
Her.
What?
You what?
I invited her.
You invited her? You bought her? You bit her? I invited her. It's never going to get old with me with this guy's accent.
Yeah.
I invited her. You've been here for 25 years. Invite. Say vite.
Vite.
No, not fight. Vite with a V.
Vite.
There it is. Bite. I invited her.
I invited
and
her.
And what did she say when you invited her to the live show?
She said, I'll show up to Bad Friends later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're above us now?
No.
Yeah.
I just feel like sleep is more important.
Than your relationship with your Tito's?
Yeah.
Okay, so backstage.
Wow.
Who was backstage tonight?
You, me, Ari Shaffir.
Ari Manis.
Who Kanye does not like. Yeah. Also.
So him and me and Ari Manis, you saw.
I saw
we
the
had
whole
it out.
Thing. And
we had it out.
Santino came in after and we filled him in.
I heard.
Yeah.
Well, you jerked off to his girlfriend.
Yeah, what, with his penis.
With his penis.
Well, you didn't use his penis, but.
Well.
I saw it, though.
His penis was in the footage.
But in a way, you jerked off with his penis to his girlfriend. In a weird way.
Well, because when you're watching a porn.
You imagine that's
you
your
imagine
dick.
That's your penis.
Yeah.
So I was using, you know what I mean? Yeah. He was my penis.
What did you say to him?
I just basically said, it's not right. And I think I was mean. Your comedy career didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that. He said that. Yeah, he said you were mean. He already came in really sad.
That was really mean.
And then when you left, I was a little bit more mean. I called him a willow tree. I said, you're a willow tree. And he goes, what does that mean? I said, I like them, but God, are they fucking miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That, I wish I could have came up with that.
But I mean, but he's a lovely human and we love him. And look,
yeah.
I love him forever.
It's just jealousy. I told him it was jealousy.
Well, you're jealous that he's a bigger cock than you and it looks nice. And
It's better all around.
100%.
And I'm just jealous. That's all.
Yeah.
I can admit that as a man, right?
Yeah.
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think yours is better?
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
No, a guy's got a nice pipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy's got a nice pipe.
It's nice. Yours is pretty good, though.
I got a nice pipe, too.
Yeah, pretty good pipe.
That has got a nice pipe, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is not about pipe.
You see my pipe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
And by the way, for everyone that's coming to the Bad Friends tour
good
next
pipe?
Year. No, no.
Don't be a dick.
Good pipe.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
For my type?
For your size.
Thank you.
For your shape, really.
Okay.
You know how they teach kids shapes when they have to put them, they have to put the octagon thing in the box, the octagon?
Yeah.
You, you would. They should also have a Bobby Lee one. They should have like a square, no. a triangle, a circle, an octagon, a Bobby Lee. It's like a bowling pin.
Right,
it's,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They should throw a Bobby Lee in there. You're a shape.
Let's
you're,
move on.
You're a unique
Let's
shape.
Let's move on.
No, I want to hear more about this.
Yeah. If you were a shape, what shape would you be?
Oh, I would be an a figure eight.
Ooh, infinity.
A figure, an infinity sign.
Infinity sign,
but
yeah.
a vertical infinity sign.
Exactly.
What would you be, Juice?
Oh, my God. really putting me on the spot here.
That's the whole show.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, a shape, yeah. I think I'd be a heart.
Oh, see, and you did it. Be? You I'd knocked like it out be. Of the park. You pretended like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm going to heart. You knew.
I needed time to think.
Yeah, what would you be?
Can it be a cross?
Ooh, yeah, that's a shape.
Ooh, that's a good shape.
That's a shape.
What shape are you?
You know what shape I am.
I don't know.
Just go ahead and say it.
Fire?
Is that a shape?
It can be. Like a fire emoji?
Yeah. Okay. I meant more traditional of like a what could be a it could be a cookie cutter. What could be a cookie cutter? Something out
fire
of
fire could be cookie cutter.
I'll take it.
Oh, right. I know what it is.
What is it?
I was giving you a free joke. Go ahead.
What is it?
Gingerbread man.
Yeah, gingerbread man.
Oh, that's a joke.
Well, yeah. Come on. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
What else looks like? I mean, what am I?
It's his whole brand, Bobby.
It's my whole thing.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't see you as a redhead.
I am though.
I know, but I don't see you as one.
What do you see me as?
A tall
your best friend. What?
A friend, but a tall.
A friend.
A friend, tall.
Your best friend.
One of my best friends. A tall, handsome comic. Not
really.
Who's very talented.
Come on, what do you make me blush?
No, you, that's what I see you. I don't see the red.
Look, if you were black, I'd probably kill you and eat you right now.
You had to go there.
But you're not.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that. I love you. By
so,
the way,
so I have a dilemma.
Oh.
So I was
Girls.
It's a girl dilemma. I think you know about it.
What?
So I was on Hinge.
Ooh, you ask them on Hinge or they ask you? Is that
they
the one?
Ask, well, they like me.
The girl likes you and then you get to respond.
Then I go, I like you too.
Got it.
So I like this girl. Mm-hmm. And there was a photo, I don't want to get into it, but there was a photo of, you know the story? She's doing something in the photo where I can go, oh, I can Google her.
She's doing something in the photo where I know I can Google
like,
her. She's
like
in the business.
That she has some sort of like fame.
Like
she's in the business.
She's not in the business.
She has fame.
But
she's
but you know, the first photo was
she's
normal.
She's a musician.
There's something like that.
Yeah.
Second one's
she's
like
a musician.
Right? I put the thing in the photo where I go she's somebody.
She's a musician.
Put the name in and there was articles about her stabbing her boyfriend.
A mugshot.
Is this the woman that killed her boyfriend recently?
I don't know. No, she didn't the guy survived.
Are you sure?
Yeah, cuz I read all the articles through.
Is it up to date?
Yeah, it's pretty up to date.
I think he died.
But she messaged me.
What did she say? I'm down to kill
you. She goes,
you?
No, she goes, oh my God, I can't believe you're Bobby Lee, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about why not?
I'll tell you literally why not.
Tell me why.
She stabbed the last guy she was with.
I know, but what did he do? I'm not going to do the same thing.
That's true.
Right?
What if she finds new things to stab guys over?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you could do something else.
I just feel like it's a part of her behavior.
Stabby culture?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you want to be under that?
But don't you think that that's like an extra like excitement in terms of like, will I get stabbed today?
No.
Oh, no.
Will I get stabbed today?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I wake up in the morning,
yeah.
The one thing I find relief in the fact that the partner that I have and have lived with is that she won't fucking stab me. That's the number one thing on my mind.
Yeah.
You know what? She ain't gonna stab me.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get you with a girl who definitely will not stab you at all and maybe
but
have
she's
another.
She's really pretty.
Give her a try.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. You never know, right?
Yeah, you got to give her a try.
Right. And if I hear, yeah.
Baby?
Baby? What baby. Is that?
Nothing.
Well, she's not Asian.
Creepy, crawly skeletons. Bum, 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 bum. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Outside of that, your Hinge or your dating online has been great.
It's been okay.
It's been great. You've been calling me. You're telling me. You know what I noticed? What did I say to you when you walked in the comedy store tonight? What did I say? You look like you what?
Unload.
You look like you've been unloading.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you're less tense. You look like you've been having stuff come out of you. And you look like you're loose and light. You were light on stage tonight. You were real light.
It's gravy.
What? Your spunk is gravy?
It's like thick, chunky gravy.
Is it brown?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We'd have to get that checked out, I think.
The biscuits kind.
A biscuit kind? So you have biscuit, or you have sausage gravy?
Well, you
gravy?
Know how like sometimes gravy and it has the chunks in it, like sausage and stuff?
Gravy on my face.
It looks just like that.
Sausage gravy on my face.
It's great. And she has a chew on it. What?
Yuck.
Yeah, and it's gross.
Is it cream corn? By the way,
it's thick. It's unusually thick. That's the honest truth.
Creamed corn?
Yeah.
Is that?
It's cream corn.
Is that Bobby?
Yeah.
That's a Bobby special.
Yeah.
A little bit of cream corn.
Yeah. Does that make you gross?
Well, you're talking about wanting to get more ladies, mm-hmm. and then you present this.
Yeah, but it's also a
no,
comedy.
No, she's right, though.
It is?
Yay.
Because here's the deal. Just because it's a comedy show, you could still fish for some poon.
Okay, look, can then ask me again.
We'll do it as Elvis.
That's better already.
Hey, Elvis. Elvis, what do you find? What kind of girl are you looking for?
Love me, tender. Hey, how you doing?
That was really good. Hey,
really good.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Do it again.
How you doing?
Well, just sing.
What? Love me, tender. Love me, do.
Pretty bro, good. You could legit be Asian Elvis. I'm not even, dude, honestly.
I don't get my hopes up. It was one of my dreams. Don't
I'm
build
being
me
100%
up.
100% serious right now.
Yeah. Really
when good. We do Bad Friends Live, yeah. you have to come out as Asian Elvis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Every show. Yeah.
Give me another song.
But when you do Love Me Tender, you have to say, Love Me Tender.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me do it again.
Go ahead, Asian Elvis. Go ahead.
Love Me Tender. Love Me Do.
It's what? Really good.
I'm How like, is this not?
It's a thing.
This is incredible.
Give me another song then.
Jailhouse Rock.
Sing a little bit.
Just do dance into the Jailhouse Rock.
Dance into the Jailhouse Rock. Rock good. Dance into the Jailhouse Rock.
I can't help falling in love.
I can't help falling in love.
Falling
in love with. You.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We can't go on together.
Oh, yeah. We can't go on together.
No. Hey, you're doing
Down syndrome. Yeah. I'm doing Down syndrome again.
Do Elvis.
You're right.
Because if you want to do Asian Down syndrome, Elvis, I am into that. I do love that.
Yeah. Well, I could do both. It gives it a different level of like complexity.
I know.
Yeah.
But stick to just Asian Elvis.
All right.
DoorDash.
You know what? I've been on the road a lot, and I have. I was in Hawaii and some other places, and I only use DoorDash because they're the best, right? If you got back-to-back meetings, errands to run, and chores to take care of, what's the secret to clearing your to-do list?
A little bit of help from DoorDash.
Exactly.
You can get dinner, household essentials, and everything on your grocery list delivered right to your door.
Ever pull up in the driveway after a trip to the grocery store only to realize you forgot one key ingredient for dinner?
Sour cream. I did it the other day.
Right. Now you have options, Andrew.
Yep.
Get the groceries you need or a backup meal from your favorite local restaurant delivered with DoorDash.
What do you want to eat tonight, Bob?
I want to eat pizza.
But maybe you want a home-cooked favorite.
That
know?
Too.
And you don't feel like going to the store?
Yeah.
But guess what? You want something exciting and new?
Uh-huh.
You know, like Chinese. You never eat that, but it'd be great to stay in. Tonight, DoorDash connects you with everything you want, whenever and however you want it.
For a limited time, our listeners get 50% off up to a $20 value and a $0 delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BADFRIENDS22.
That's 50% off up to a $20 value and zero delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter that code BADFRIENDS22. Don't forget, the code is BADFRIENDS22 for 50% off up to a $20 value and zero delivery fees with DoorDash, subject to change, terms apply.
Viator! Oh my God, Andrew. You know, I used to take vacations. I would end up on an island or the Alps or somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what is there to do? There's
what am I doing?
Do.
Here?
I don't even know what to do.
And you
right?
had nothing going on.
Yeah, but now, I would just sit there in my hotel room, not confused.
Yeah.
Right? But now with Viator, right? I got options. Galore.
So many options.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. Offering everything from simple tours, something like simple, but you love the extreme adventures.
Extreme adventures. That's
and all the niche, interesting stuff in between.
They put the critical combination of extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips to help ensure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to book experiences that will create long-lasting memories. So when you're gone somewhere and you're traveling, you're taking a vacation with loved ones, maybe with Bobby, and you're like, what can we get into? Viator has got you covered, all right? That's why we love Viator. In fact, I'm going to be traveling at the beginning of next year, and I'm going to be using Viator. In fact, Bob and I might use it when we do the Bad Friends Tour in 2023. All right?
Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking.
One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. Sing the song again.
Yeah.
Do it in English. Yeah. Do it again.
Do it again. Wait, what are we doing? Suspicious?
Yeah.
We can't go on
together. We can't go on together.
Suspicious minds.
We can't go on together.
You still go.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You can't go on together.
Yes.
It's suspicious of mine. Yeah. Pretty good. I took the Down syndrome out.
This is so good.
It's so good, right?
I'm not kidding.
You think I can have my own movie, maybe, or
what?
Live show?
I'm writing one right now in my head.
Right. Who would play the Colonel? The guy from Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He'd be perfect.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. And who would play
Priscilla? Presley?
Yeah. Who would it be? Aquafina! Aquafina!
I'll call her up. Do it.
It'll be great. But what's the story? Is he from Memphis or is he from Tokyo?
Do you know there's a place called Memphis, Japan?
Oh yeah. He's from Memphis, Japan.
Memphis, Japan.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Show him Memphis, Japan. And you're from Memphis, Japan, and what's your story? Who found you?
The snowman.
Who? The what?
The snowman.
The snowman. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
The colonel.
The colonel. Oh, they call them snowman.
The snowman.
My bad.
Yeah.
Look, Memphis, right. Japan has a festival, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
So check this out.
Mm.
You know how they say Elvis stole music from black people?
Mm.
In your version, a black person found you in Memphis, Japan and brought you back to the United States.
Yeah. Can my character have a pet Godzilla? would it ruin it? How about this? I fly on Mothra. I just feel like it needs to have that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. We're going to check with some of the
producers. Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Elvis here, right? Say hi to Mothra, right? Mm-hmm. And Mothra's like, right? That'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
Right now, I get on the boat. Bye bye. Right? And I just fly off into the sun. That'd be a cool ending.
I do think this is a good idea.
Produce it? Maybe pitch it in the room.
I will.
Yeah.
I will, but honestly, I don't know if we're going to get it financed. We might have to self finance this one.
We got to incorporate Nagasaki and Hiroshima a little bit.
Oh, interesting. Here's the deal. You grew up. You grew up in one of those places.
Right, Nagasaki.
Asian Elvis grew up in Nagasaki.
Right.
And you got out.
Because
right
it's in the 60s, right? It's the 50s.
Yeah, well.
Well, because Elvis happened in the 50s, right? Late 50s.
But the 40s is when it happened.
Right, so it's 10 years after Nagasaki. There's still radiation. That's why you can still have Mothra in it.
You know what happened?
Right.
A southern guy was visiting Japan.
Here we go.
He was in Nagasaki.
At the time.
The bomb goes
coincidentally.
Off. The bomb goes off. He was thrust into your body. A little Asian, a regular little Asian man who could sing on the streets, who would sing in Japanese. You, boom, hit each other
so hard. Stop.
Well, you know how sometimes a guy gets into an accident and he opens up a part of his brain that he never knew he had? A southern man, boom, smashes into a little Asian boy who was singing in the streets.
Can it be like more like, there's a southern guy there, right? I'm an Asian boy, right?
That's exactly what I said.
I know, but what you're saying is that our bodies collide. Can it be more like his ghost goes into my mouth?
Potato, I feel like.
Potato, I feel like.
Well, you're saying that you're going to fuse two humans together. Oh, maybe the bomb does that.
The bomb? Yeah. I just said that.
My bad. I have to question
I said the bomb.
All right.
And then when he comes through, he goes, I'm all shook up.
I'm all shook up.
Why do I have to teach you how to do this?
You should
be teaching me.
I know, I just got the role. I'm just figuring it out.
I'm all shook up. And then his leg starts dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And you have no
what
idea.
What is going on? Right?
But it's just twitching from radiation.
And for some reason, you think that the women are screaming because they have radiation, but they're really screaming because of my legs. Don't worry, your legs, okay, you know what I mean? Okay, good.
I'm all shook up, and then how do I rise
by the way,
what,
how do we mean how do you rise to fame?
No, check it out, right?
I'm checking it out.
So was it Hank Williams, who was the guy that he opened with in the beginning?
I think it was some Hank Williams.
Was it Hank Williams?
It was some kind
maybe
of-
it was Maybe it was Hank Williams.
I'm just trying to get you a part, dude. That's all I'm trying to do, dude. All right.
So do I open up for you?
Yeah, but you're Japanese Hank Williams.
Oh.
Very good, dude.
Give me any of his songs, Hank Williams. Give me one song that he sung. Yeah. I don't know any
of his
songs.
Very good, dude.
But so I open up for you.
But that's funny. I think you should always go, oh. That's your thing before you say everything.
When I come out on stage, and ladies and gentlemen, Hank Williams.
But you're not Hank. You're Hanku. Say Hank with a U.
Hanku.
Hanku. William.
William.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hanku William.
Yeah, yeah. And go ahead.
Hey, good looking. What you got a cookie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have something for me?
And I come in, I do a duet with you. How about this? During Suspicious Minds, I bring you back on stage.
Got it.
Right? And we harmonize.
We harmonize? Yes.
We harmonize Suspicious. Yeah.
One, two, three.
Wait, what's the line again?
We can't go on together. Living Suspicious Minds. One, two, three.
Slow it down, though. Slow it down,
we,
right?
One, two, three. We can't go on a two.
Hold on. This is so funny to me. Hold on. All right. Okay. Wait. Let's get the tone right. Where are you at?
We can go on together.
In
suspicious of mine. In a suspicious of mine. It's so good.
I can't do it.
You're telling me a record label's not going to fucking sign us after this?
He laughs so hard. I don't know why.
What else did he sing? You're a cheating heart.
Yeah.
By the way.
And then my character can go, hey, you did a cheating heart. Were you good tonight?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I don't say that. What do I say? Say it again?
Yeah. Oh, Hanku, you did cheating heart. Were you good tonight?
Oh.
That's it.
He just says, oh.
Yeah, yeah. We could do shirts.
Wow, now you're thinking of
merch.
Oh.
And Americans, everyone will know what that is.
Well, because, that's relatable.
Yeah,
how do we get these chicks into it?
Yeah, how do you guys get into it?
How do you guys end the show?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe did the Pointer Sisters have anything to do with it?
You got to go a little bit further back.
Oh, that really?
You got it further back.
Well, yeah.
You guys could be
Billie Holiday.
Oh.
Why don't we do that?
Billie Holiday.
You come with that one.
Yeah, Billie Holiday.
Why can't you be Billie Holiday?
Yeah, yeah. Ella Fitzgerald. What? Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Who is Ella Fitzgerald?
By the way, we're both still white guys. They've suddenly become black women.
Yeah.
You're Barry Holiday and you're Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So
you guys got to sing cheek to cheek.
This is the scene where we meet them for the first time.
Yeah.
Right? So they have to do their role,
right?
So, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm Ella. This is Hankel.
Oh.
Right. What's your name?
I'm Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
that feels wrong.
Yeah. Do the accent. Go thick. Go thicker.
And you?
You?
I'm Barry Holiday.
Barry!
Barry, we love your music.
We love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jules's version of doing it is just her putting her teeth on her lips.
Thank you. Because she's doing the buck teeth.
I get it.
I love it.
You're doing
the buck teeth.
Buck teeth is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. Look, if this doesn't get picked up by a record label, yeah. I don't know what we've done in our career. What else have we done in our career that could be this good?
This is the movie. Yeah. And then, like, you know, Mothra will be in it. That's not hard to
do. Easy.
And then it'll be great.
Oh, my God. By the way.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you because I wanted to call you after I watched the Vatican, the little girl that gets kidnapped out of the Vatican.
What? Well, don't say Vatican and just do that. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You have to watch this. There's a little girl that gets kidnapped out of the Vatican. There is a story that's on Netflix right now about a little... Have you guys seen it? Carlos, have you seen it? Emanuela Orlandi. No, she was born. She was kidnapped in 1983.
Uh-huh.
And she went missing. She walked outside of the walls of the Vatican and she went completely missing. And it's the whole thing about how it's really inside. The Vatican actually had her kidnapped on the outside of the Vatican. Dude.
And what happened?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
You don't know? Did they find her? Did that move, dude?
Oh, my God.
Stop. What?
What is that moving?
It's moving.
It?
It's fucking move. What the fuck? No!
Fancy?
Is that a trick that you're doing? Be no. real.
Fancy!
That's George.
Wait, that physical skeleton is George?
Yes.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Oh, wow. That makes me feel a little bit better.
A little bit better.
Knowing he's gone.
That was really scary, dude.
That actually scared the shit out of me.
You scream, no!
You know what we haven't done in a long time, and we should do on the show now?
What?
Is tell our ghost stories.
Which ones?
You got any new ghost stories, by the way?
I don't have any new ones.
I got one.
Dummy.
I got a very new ghost story that just happened not too long ago. Okay.
Yeah.
I do.
You have to spit on it. Why?
Why?
Well, I love spitting on George. If, in my mind, it's still George.
When in the Philippines, you just spit on ghosts?
Yep. Like that.
Oh, wait, and it works?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, they just go to like, oh, boo, boo. What do they do?
Boo, boo. Wait a minute.
What do they do?
If you see a ghost in the Philippines, you just spit on it?
You don't. To be prepared, you just. Like when you go in a forest, you just spit everywhere.
So you, before you go into a fucking forest, you go, are you ready? You have the spit?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I got the spit. You got the spit.
Are ghosts scared of spit?
I don't know. That's what my grandma told me.
Yeah, they're wrong. Your grandma was wrong. Yeah.
Wait, do that.
Crucifix. Crucifix is good.
Crucifix is good.
Right, right. Holy water.
Holy water.
Yeah, those are pretty good. The Bible, maybe?
The Bible.
Yeah, spit. I never heard of that.
Spit. Did your grandmother chew tobacco?
No.
No.
You must spit when you go to...
Yeah.
He's just chewing.
And you say it a bit, a bit.
What is that?
Away,
ribbit,
away.
Ribbit? Is that communicating with a frog in Filipino?
Ribbit, oh.
Ribbit. Ribbit, ribbit.
Tabit, tabit.
Oh, tabit,
tabit means away, away.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Wait, but is that how you do it? Does everybody do it like
that?
Or
do you really spit?
Some people do, but you can just...
No, I would chokey. Wouldn't you chokey?
Can I tell you? Fucking... Pete's looked up. There is literally nothing on the internet that validates what you just said.
Yeah.
So your family is
it's
the only,
only
one
only your
that
family
it.
That yeah. does that.
No, everyone does that in my village.
It's not on the internet.
Because it's a village.
Your village is just your family.
No.
There's no one else in your village.
No.
Okay, Filipino blood spitting ritual? You guys are fucking weird.
That's weird.
Man.
Oh, there's there blood involved?
No.
That would make sense.
Just to cut your mouth and then spit blood? Yeah, that actually makes more sense.
You just...
Yeah.
There is literally nothing on the internet that says anything about spitting at ghosts. Your family made this up, told the whole village.
But it worked. What? Nothing happened.
Or there's no ghost. There was no ghost in the first place.
To be valid for her.
That could
it
be valid.
Work.
Yeah.
You were never attacked by a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the Filipino ghosts have wet faces. Is that what it is?
Oh, it's like
they're
this.
Just drip with. Yeah.
I can't stare like this. They're all whipping and wiping spit away.
Is that a real thing, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you do that to an American ghost?
No, I don't think.
What would you do for an American? Like if a ghost entered your room at my house, what would you do?
Yeah, you're sleeping in the middle of the night, Jules. What? An American ghost comes in.
So white?
No, he has
America. He could be a black ghost.
Yeah,
Americans are a bronze.
He's got his passport with him. You know he's American.
Yeah, he's a citizen for sure.
He's here. He's not you, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He's an American citizen, baby.
So
what do
you
do?
I don't know. Maybe just pray.
Pray.
That's a
all
good
right.
One.
Say the prayer.
Pray's a good one.
Go. He's coming in. Okay. Here comes the American ghost right now. Do you have a 401k? How's your retirement fund?
Lord, have mercy.
I love Jesus Christ. You've accepted him as your Lord and Savior.
I can do the liquid.
You don't know what it is? No. It's holy water.
Holy water.
Are you squirting on me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't you just go away?
No, I love squirting. I'm a cock. Ooh. Oh, yeah, spit on me, bitch. Spit on me.
What would you do?
If a ghost came in my room?
Yeah, a ghost is in your room right now. Ready? Juicy.
Well, I don't believe in ghosts.
But I'm here, jet ski. What do you know? What will you do now?
I'm going to turn on in just like that and turn the volume up really loud.
Wait a minute. Is that the guy from Magnum P.I.? I love him. Didn't he once do a show about a Korean Elvis that never took off?
But he was from Memphis, Tokyo, Japan.
He did. He's great. Hey, you're kind of messing up the signal here.
Anyway, you're pretty chill, Juicy.
Yep. Still not acknowledging you, but
okay, peace out. Wow, she handled that really well.
Really good.
Yeah.
How about you, Fancy? Ooh, Fancy. I've come to visit you in the middle of the night.
You're not going to understand anything I say, so.
But look at
Fancy. I'm from INS, Fancy.
Look at Fancy's neck. Like, if you didn't see his face.
Female.
It's a fucking woman.
It's a woman, yeah. I thought the exact same thing.
The fucking curves on
it. It's so funny. So, by the way, we haven't even introduced beautiful. Carlos. Get up there. We have the three witches in studio tonight. Look at these babes.
Wow, woo-wee, woo-wee.
And Fancy, I got to tell you something. Everyone take your hat, put it above your face. Put it just in front of your face so the camera can't see your face. Just leave just your neck. Just your neck, Pete. Okay, Pete, let's rank Pete's neck. Let's rank right. necks.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Pete's
Rosie
got a nice...
O'Donnell. Like, I would go, that's Rosie O'Donnell's neck, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, move to the side real fast. Carlos, come block your face and put just your neck. Oh my God.
It's like...
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful neck.
You know what it looks like?
What?
Gina Davis.
Yes, Gina Davis's neck.
Beautiful. All right, and then Fancy, keep it down in front of your face a little bit more.
Dude, that's like...
I'm not kidding when I say this.
It's beautiful.
It's stunning.
I would fuck the neck.
I would fuck your neck. Fancy, you know whose neck you look like right now?
What?
Thank you.
The girl, the Evan Rachel Wood. Cover your fucking face. That's Evan Rachel Wood.
The girl that was in Queen's Gambit. What's her name?
Oh!
Anna Taylor-Joy.
Yes, Anna Taylor-Joy.
That's what it is.
Nice. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Cover your fucking face. I don't want to see your face.
You guys are giving me PTSD with that phrase.
Wait, why?
Everybody says cover your face.
Oh, Fancy. That was your parents. That's not everybody. I mean, it's everybody to you. That whenever Fancy tries a joke, I get it and I like it, but boy, oh boy, is it done poorly.
It bombs.
It bombs.
It hurts.
Because I can hear his brain going, say to them,
right. He thinks about it before. See, the key is don't think about it before you say it.
Say it. Look at this.
Don't question it.
Look at this show.
Yeah,
just say it. Don't think about it.
Say it, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
You do have a beautiful little neck.
It's a beautiful neck, dude.
And no, and your hip,
can I just say something also? Because yes. We went to the Philippines together.
Yes.
Your hips.
He's got such cute fat hips.
Your hips are
Fancy
fucking sexy,
has
dude.
The cutest little hips you've ever seen.
You saw them in the Philippines?
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, we were shooting something.
From the car. He saw it from the car.
No, I swear to God, this is not even a fucking joke, dude. I was sitting there, you know what I mean? Because we were shooting, and I looked to your right, because I always see where you're at, your camera, because he was the director. I was the thing. And I looked your side profile, and you were doing this thing where you're doing a shuffle. I swear to God, there was music playing, it was doing a shuffle. And I just gravitated. There's a show going on.
Yeah.
I'm gravitating to his hip, and I'm like, wow, that's nice.
You so genuinely.
Genuinely, I go that, you know, his neck and his hips. If all the other parts were like, you know what I mean?
His neck.
Legit.
His hips.
Yeah.
His cock and his dick.
Is that a song?
I gotta find another thing for cock, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
My neck.
But it's pretty
my
good.
My hips,
dude.
My teeth, and my dick. Yeah. He has nice teeth.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, don't smile like that ever again.
Holy shit.
We're gonna lose the audience.
He's in this.
You imagine his school pictures? They were like, oh, that's it. Oh, wow. Stop it.
When you in Chicago,
yeah.
Did you trick or treat?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Was there any like, because back when I was doing it, you know, we would like, you know, you would check for like, would you eat an apple?
No, and you know, the moment that I would see a house that was giving out apples, we would immediately go to someone's friend's house that we knew,
yeah.
Grab eggs, and egg that house.
Oh, really?
Without immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. The people that give out fruit,
yeah.
I'm egging your house.
Yeah.
And by the way, kids out there, you shouldn't be watching the show. A. B.
Yeah.
If someone gives you fruit or something like that,
yeah.
Immediately go to the grocery store and egg the fuck out of their house.
There was a house by my house, they gave out money.
Chinese?
No, they were white people.
Really?
Dimes.
They were dimes.
Yeah, and I went back like 10 times. You know what I mean? That was cool. Like,
I got a buck.
Yeah. I got a buck.
No, but what did your family give out? So for some reason, I feel like your mom gave out good candy.
No.
No.
We turned the lights off.
You weren't
what?
Home.
No, my parents. No, we would. They would.
I know. You would pretend it not.
Stay
be
down.
Home.
Stay down.
Like it was a stakeout.
No, like we didn't want any shadows or anyone to know
your
that
dad,
we were
your
there.
Your dad has a gun. He's like, here, come another one.
everything was off. Stay down. I remember he'd go, stay down, stay down.
But did you trick or treat?
We would go and come home and still stay down.
No way.
Yeah, and I would bring back candy, right? He's like, oh, that's good, that's good. You know what I mean? Eat, but be quiet. Because we have nothing.
Really?
We have nothing.
Is that why we don't have Halloween designs? That's in
right.
Our
yeah,
house?
No, we don't do
yeah,
it.
That's right. Yeah, no, you don't have any Halloween decorations?
You don't decorate?
No, not at all.
I decorate.
You should. I do.
First of all, can I just say that we talked today?
Yeah.
Right? And then you. Zoomed me.
I zoomed
you. FaceTimed me.
Oh, on accident.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because how do you FaceTime somebody with your cheek?
It happens when you're talking on the phone, and then sometimes
it does.
Face,
I've done
like,
it.
Before.
Yeah, because the FaceTime symbol is down there. I've done it.
And then I FaceTimed her.
You answered.
And then you wouldn't show me your house. Why?
It was in my bedroom.
So, but I go, let me look at your decor, and she wouldn't do it.
It's literally my bedroom, and you're like my boss.
That's a place that you're not allowed is in her bedroom. That seems like a fair boundary.
There was like cobwebs. It looked
let me get to 10 episodes, and then I'll show you around.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 10 episodes?
Yeah, 10, okay. 10
Very
episodes.
Good.
All
right.
Okay.
Okay.
But also, shame on you for not decorating your house.
Do you decorate yours?
Of course.
You do not.
Bet me $1,000.
I already owe you $1,000.
You do owe me a fucking $1,000. Of course I decorate.
Why do I owe you $1,000?
Fancy will pull it up.
Yeah, you lost the sober October.
You lost sober October.
The porn.
Well, the no nut October.
You did nut?
I told you. I did after you told
through
me that.
Through porn, though.
No, I did not.
You haven't since?
No, yes, since, but the bet's over.
Okay.
Yeah, you lost. Of course I did again.
Yeah, but he still wants to know.
Yeah, the moment that you told me it was done, I think I brought a porn on my car.
I did it that night.
Yeah, on the car.
Yeah, that night, the night we bet.
Oh, I know you did.
Yeah, I did it.
I could tell. Yeah. I could feel it.
And
in
I
the
forgot.
Air.
I was like, oh, fuck, I think I lost.
As you're coming. Like,
yeah.
It's Andrew.
Yeah.
Of course I decorate my house. You know what? Do you know why?
Why?
Because when I was a kid, and we go trick-or-treating, and you'd go past houses that weren't decorated, and you knew those people in the neighborhood, like I had seen them as a kid. It bummed me out. I'm like, what's your deal, dude? It's not for me. I decorate for the kids.
Okay, here's what we'll do, Jules.
It's for them.
We're not going to do any cobwebs or skeletons, but here's what we'll do. We'll have candy. We'll keep the lights on. We'll get fancy candy.
And bro, I want to elevate.
But you need to let them. Decorations are a lighthouse, a beacon for kids to say we do have candy. So what you have to do is you have to at least get one thing that says we are Halloween. Come to the door. Otherwise, they won't come. They won't come to the door unless there's something there that go like go take this home and put this outside. take some of this Halloween stuff that we have here, and decorate the house.
What day is it? Sunday.
Yeah.
Is it Sunday? I'll do it Monday. I have a week.
Today.
Today is Halloween.
Oh, today is?
Yes.
Let's go to the CVS. Can we go to CVS and get it?
Don't ask me. Ask her.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility.
You should really do it.
Let's do it.
What?
Yeah.
What about us? Not just me.
But do something, bro.
I know. You're right. I think
for kids.
Yeah, you're right.
For the kids.
You're absolutely
ever decorated
correct.
For Halloween? In the Philippines, we didn't. You gotta do it.
In the Philippines, don't they kick a dog on Halloween? What do you guys do on Halloween again?
Do they have Halloween in the Philippines?
Some rich areas do.
Yeah.
And then some, no. Because
there's
even
some
if
areas
we ask,
that are so poor.
In the poor areas, they eat the wrappers of candy. Like, you go get wrappers and you just eat.
In the rich areas, they're passing out balut.
Yeah.
Balut. They have balut eggs.
It's also, when's your birthday?
November 9th, right?
Well, it's going to be my 21st.
Ooh. Oh, let's get her drunk.
Let's get you shit-faced. Oh, my God.
Can we do that? Or
I don't know.
21,
I don't know.
So how drunk have you been in your life?
Really drunk, like passed out, like vomiting.
I don't want to hear that as one of your parents. I don't want to hear that as a Tito.
No,
but if we did for your 21st, we got you a little drunk, that'd be fine?
She can get annihilatedly drunk when she's with us. Right. I don't want her out in the...
I'll drive you. Home.
I'll drive you. What do you mean? I don't want you driving her.
I'm sober.
You'll be texting. She'll be drunk. You'll die. You'll both die.
What?
Let me drive both of
you. Oh, you can drive both of us.
Thank you.
For some reason.
Just because. Because you'll be looking at her laughing.
Yeah, you're right.
So I need you to, you guys can be in the backseat together. You can be laughing at her and I'll be driving.
Mm-hmm.
How was Jezelnik?
The show?
So we want to say that, you know, we feel like we made Jesse Juicy. And now she's opening for other comedians.
I'll tell you what happened to Anthony Jeselnik's show with her.
What?
Fucking Kanye West went there.
Yeah.
Kanye West was at her show. Was at Jeselnik's
show. The weirdest part about the whole thing is the staff didn't tell us until the next day.
Wait, so Kanye came to your show?
Late night Friday.
Late
night
Friday.
Where?
For her, not for Jeselnik.
What town?
For me. No,
for what town? For what town?
This was in Oxnard.
In Oxnard?
Yeah.
Oxnard. And he came to the second show,
yeah.
Saw it, and then never said hi and left.
Yeah, we didn't know about it until Saturday. The opener, Kelly Ryan, she went up to the sound guy to get a tape. And he goes, yeah, I got your tape. By the way, do you know Kanye was here yesterday?
Wow.
And so she told us. And so we were like, why wouldn't the staff tell us?
I don't like it when they tell.
Is this made up?
Would you rather know or not know?
When it's Kanye, I want to know.
Don't you think they would mention it?
No.
When it's Kanye, I'd want to know.
Even
when
the
it's
next
a, when, day? It, when it's like a when, sometimes they do it at the comedy store, they're like, you know who's here, and they mention I'm like, who? I don't fucking give a shit.
All right.
But when it's Kanye, I definitely want to know because I want to go up to him and be like, brother.
Brother,
we share the same views.
I see. Yeah.
But then he went on an interview and talked about how much he loved the show.
Yeah, he went on Lex Friedman's show and talked about loving Anthony Jeselnik, and he mentioned him by name.
That's incredible.
It makes me sick.
Why?
Because Anthony Jeselnik's Jewish.
He is.
No, he's not.
He's not? Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm just jealous that he went. That's awesome.
But are you?
Well, we were kind of like...
You don't want Kanye to see you?
Yeah, but, you know, he's on... Some controversy is going on.
He's being a bad boy right now.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
But also, I want him to see me do
that's
comedy.
That's true, yeah, that's right. That's a huge name.
It's huge.
That's the biggest, yeah.
Who's, like...
Well, when I remember what happened to me
who's
with,
the biggest
in
name
Miami.
What?
Where I burned the bridge with Gloria
Estefan. Oh, yeah, with Gloria
Estefan. Yeah.
Do you guys know this story?
No, I don't know.
Have we told this on this show?
No, I don't.
Tell it.
So I was at the Miami Improv. Don't make fun of me.
Okay.
And I was in the green room, and the fucking manager goes, you can't believe it was in the audience. I go, who? He goes, Gloria Estefan. I go, I don't know, nothing. I don't know who that fuck that, you know what I mean?
I love
it. It's a Miami Mom machine. What's it called? Miami Mom machine?
Miami Mama machine?
What's it called? Miami...
What?
I don't know what you're talking
Glory
about.
Gloria Estefan, Miami something machines.
Miami
sound machine.
Oh, the Miami sound machine.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying mommies.
I don't know. Machine. I never forgot. Mommy. That's how little I know. He's like, Gloria. He's like, Gloria. Fuck, I'm a mess. He goes, Gloria Estefan, Miami. Sorry. Gloria. It's late. Gloria Estefan, Miami sound machines.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Right. And I go, oh, yeah. Is she big? He's like, she's, at the time, like, just 15 years ago.
Nobody's bigger.
No one's bigger in
Miami.
She's
massive.
Right. So I'm on stage, and I don't know what came over me. I go, I thought I was bombing. And I go, hey, ladies and gentlemen, big surprise. Right in the audience, what? And I go, we have a big celebrity in the audience. And they put a spotlight under her. And I go, Gloria Edibon. And she kind of does this weird wave, and people are like, Edibon, right? And then after the set, she just got out of there.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think about that moment pretty much once a week for the rest of my life.
Probably. Well, you should, because that's insane.
It's embarrassing.
Well, yeah. Did she pay for a ticket?
Yeah, she did.
It'd be funny if she had a comp. She was like, I had a comp. I had a
yeah, it was so bad.
It's fine. It's in the past. Is she the biggest person that's ever been to a show of yours? Tarantino, has he seen you at the
yes,
store?
Yes, Tori, yeah. But that he's in, he wasn't there. Oh, I know who. Huh? Francis Ford Coppola.
Wow.
He was in the OR once.
But no, I'm saying, who went to go see, who's the biggest person
no
that's ever
gone Gloria to see, Estefan.
Just to see you.
Yeah, that's it.
Gloria Estefan came to see you.
That's the only celebrity that's come to see me in any show I've ever done.
That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
You know who loves Gloria Estefan?
Who?
Gloria Estefan.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck
we'll say
you.
It how we want, you fucking immigrant. You know who loves Gloria Estefan?
Who?
Fancy.
Do you really love her?
It's a woman.
Love her.
75 million records sold.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
That's more than anybody
it's
that's
so
ever gonna come to your show.
It's so embarrassing.
I've never had anybody huge come to my
not one person.
Catherine O'Hara.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Oh my, I would fucking be so excited.
I lost my mind. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
Yeah.
I'm a massive, massive fan.
Oh my, she's
your generation,
one of the greatest.
No, she's on Schitt's Creek, but
oh, I know her. Yeah,
but for us,
she's a legend.
But for us, she's a legend.
Legend.
She's been in
legend.
Yeah.
So she was the mom in Home Alone, in Beetlejuice. The reason that I fell in love with her was Christopher Guest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I first saw her. Yeah. And I did a mini role on a Christopher Guest HBO show, and someone at the improv was like, I think Catherine O'Hara is here to see you.
No.
She was friends with Chris, and I guess he had said, you ought to see this comp. This guy's funny. You know, he's...
Wow.
I don't even
know. Did you hang out with her at all?
Oh, no. Oh, no. But I went up. I did my spot. I went and sat back down by the booth, and she had left.
Yeah.
After in my getting off stage and left, and I was like, oh, is she gone? And the guy was like, yeah, the moment you got off, she left. And I was like, bummed. I was like, damn, that sucks. And he was like, dude, she was laughing the whole, all of the staff, he's like, we were all looking at her. She was laughing the whole fucking time. She was loving it.
Wow.
But I never heard about it at all.
Wow.
It was as if like she talked to Christopher Guest and was like, I'm going to go watch him and just enjoy it. And that's it. I kind of,
well, when I was on Mad, we had Christopher Guest, Eugene Levy, and all those guys do, like, they would guest star.
Unreal.
So I'd be around it, but they would never talk to me.
Well,
I'd be in the same room rehearsing the same lines, but they would never say anything to me.
Remember,
and I was always so kind of like
at the
apprehensive.
Time, you were still the uh-oh hot dog guy.
Don't say it like that, man.
Uh-oh hot dog.
Don't say it like that.
You
I know.
Bring up the gif. Do,
no, don't do the.
No,
don't
do
bring
all
up
hot dog gif. Just look at the gif itself. It circulates through the internet at least 5 times a day. Do you know how many times I see this gif? Uh-oh hot dog.
That's you?
Yeah.
That's Bobby Lee. Do you not realize? You, by the way, you've probably been sent that GIF. Yes,
yeah.
that's your Tito.
That's awesome.
You don't know that's him. Yeah, God, these young kids are fucking idiots.
That's me.
Can I tell you something? I've been looking at your hair the whole pod.
Yeah.
Why'd you put on a wig? You have the exact same hair.
Yeah, is it a wig or
like
is
you
it
already
your
have
hair?
Good Elvis hair.
Oh my God. I couldn't tell this whole episode.
Like, I hate it because it's so scratchy too.
I know. For the whole time, I was like, "Why you have better hair than Elvis hit? Look at how beautiful. Let it out and let it roll.
Yeah, I will.
Do this in slow mo, fancy. Let it out and let it roll, baby.
Oh. Take your time.
Now let it roll. Now let it roll. Give it to me. We'll do it sexy. Yeah. Yes. Do it more so we... Yeah. More. Yeah, more. Yeah, like you just got out of a pool. Dude, you just got... So put it in front of your face.
Like, come out of the desk.
Oh, yeah, come out from under the desk. Go down. Put your hair in front of your face and then flip it backwards. All right, ready? Don't look at fucking me.
Oh, why?
You're on the scene alone. You're at the pool.
Oh, sorry. And then, my bad.
Can I give you the fucking scene?
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
I don't want to do it again.
Shut up.
I honestly don't want to do it again.
Shut up.
Do it one more time.
Here's the deal. Let me give you.
I really don't want to do it again.
Can I set the tone?
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
So you're a hot single. You're a single mother.
Okay.
You're a single mother of three. You're recently divorced.
Why can I be a man?
No.
All right.
You're a hot single mother of three. You're recently divorced. Okay.
Okay.
You got a fuckload of money in the divorce.
Yeah.
He was fucking his secretary. Typical story.
I don't think they need.
Let me fucking finish. He's been fucking his secretary, right? You're a hot mother, single mother of three now, and you're a babe. You don't find yourself attractive anymore, but you are. You really are. You've been taking care of yourself a lot. Guess who comes over?
Who?
Pablo the pool boy. And Pablo
played
the
by
pool
who?
Boy, huh?
Played by who?
Fancy. Pablo the pool boy comes on over. Pablo the pool boy comes over, and he's a hot babe. Right?
Okay.
Mega baby, and he's wearing a little Speedo, and you get out of the pool and you want to show off to him. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Your swimsuit fell off.
I'm going to tell you something once.
I didn't even think about it. I just felt it.
I know.
I didn't even think about it.
And I'm never going to say this again.
Please.
Turned on. Turned me on.
Thank you.
Actually turned
thank
me
you,
on.
Thank you.
Actually got my britches a little tight.
Yeah. I just went with it.
You're a good fucking
thank
actor.
You, man. I was just like listening, but not. And I was feeling it.
What's a funny thing that got said to you tonight about, what did Ari Shaffir say to you about your television appearances that made us laugh really, really hard?
Yeah, what did he say? Something offensive.
He made fun of one show and complimented the other at the exact same time.
He goes, and just like that is terrible, but I love you on Reservation Dogs.
He goes, and just like that is a very bad show. Love Reservation Dogs.
Yeah.
It was a perfect, the way he did it was like, bup, bup, it was perfect.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I think they're both great television.
What are you doing?
You're a great little
thank
actor.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And you always have been.
Not the old hot dog.
But if you leave me again
yeah.
and go to New York to shoot that fucking show and are not here for this,
yeah,
we're going to have some trouble.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little spanky session.
Well, I'll tell you something. I have to do 3 more.
Episodes?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I do.
And just like that.
And just like that, you're leaving again.
Yeah. But but here's the thing. I hadn't been home in a month and a half.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not going to do that again. I honestly, like, dude, I... Even doing the Segura shows, first of all, can I say something?
Yeah.
He's a huge star.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom Segura.
Love him.
Did you ever think that, though?
I knew.
Interesting.
You guys didn't know?
No, it's just like, because you see guys like...
That's really interesting.
No, here's what, no, I'm, here's what... I
what'd
love
you,
him like a brother.
What do you think when you went
but
out there?
But when you
there?
See, yeah. even Jeselnik, like Jeselnik, right?
Yeah.
I hang out with Jeselnik, you know me, we go to dinner, right? He'll go, hey, come do my show, we'll hang out, right? Good friend, right? But then when I see him sell out San Jose Improv 6 shows in a row, you're just going to go, oh, yeah.
He's famous.
They're famous.
Yeah.
But you don't think that when you're in a stadium, 15,000 seats, I open for him, and you're just going, what the fuck?
He's huge.
It's crazy.
It's
amazing.
It's amazing.
And when we go on the road, how much do we do? 100?
250 seats.
It's going to be great. No, I think we'll do 5,000.
We're going to do 3 to 5s.
3 to 5s. We'll see what happens.
Well, 3 to 5s.
Yeah.
Some cities we're going to do much, much less. We're doing a run of the Deep South and in Alabama.
Yeah.
We got a corporate. I shouldn't say this, but I guess I can leak it. We're doing a corporate.
I'm not doing that.
No.
I'm not doing a corporate.
It's not about, why?
Because they, when you do a corporate show, they go, you can't show your dick. You can't. don't they not say that? You can't show your body parts. You can't say these things.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. You have to dress like this. Sometimes they do that. You have to dress like this.
First of all.
Yeah.
It's a company that we want to be in bed with very bad.
What's it?
It's the KKK.
No. Oh, yeah. I would love to do it.
We're doing the corporate.
I love to do it. We're doing the corporate. Yeah, yeah.
You're in. You're opening and closing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's 3 comics. You're 2 of the white ones. Have to go.
Yeah, you have to.
You can't just have an Asian and a white guy.
Yeah, we sandwich him just so they forget about him. You go up first, then him, then me, then you again, so they get a double dose of white at the end.
Are one in the case for Korean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's the Ku Korean clan.
Yeah.
If it's the Korean clan, I'm in.
By the way, when we do go down to the South, I do want you to go to like where the KKK are and ask if you can get in.
Really?
See if
I would love to do it.
See if you can get in.
Yeah. I think they would let me in.
What's their process?
I don't know. It's more your thing, but I knock on a door?
It's my thing?
Well, is there... Oh, you're white. You would know more.
I've never been... They never let me in.
But is there a door that I knock on or do I just walk in?
I don't...
Knock, knock, knock.
I feel like those people don't have
knock,
a lot
knock,
of doors.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hey, man. Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, did somebody order Chinese food?
Oh, no. That was a funny joke, man.
I don't think anybody ordered Chinese.
No, I'm not here to join the KKK. Can I join?
Did somebody have their dry cleaning done?
No, hey, check it out, bro. Check it out.
Who needs their robe washed?
I hate Asians.
Me too. Go on.
They're so yellow. It's sneaky.
Tell me about it. It's brighter than the sun, these people.
I know. Aren't they not? Are they not brighter than the sun?
You don't like them.
I don't like them either, man.
We don't like them either, man.
Yeah, you know what they do? They put the MSG. Don't you hate it? Gives you a headache. Gets you a headache,
and
right?
And I wake up puffy.
All puffy, right?
And swollen.
They're porn. So aggressive.
So gross.
Right? Right? And the girl's crying.
I don't like
Why is a Japanese girl crying?
Help her. I don't like
it. Hood. Right? I want to put a stop to that.
So you want to be in the KKK?
Yeah, fuck karate.
Uh-huh.
Fuck kung fu.
Well,
fuck taekwondo.
Whoa.
The gun.
We train jiu-jitsu in this house.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jiu-jitsu's great because it's Brazilian.
Correct.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
We're fine.
That's
with
legit.
Brazilians
we're legit with.
You know, right? That's where Hitler hit out for a while.
I know. Argentina, whatever. Brazil.
Same thing,
right?
It's
I don't like it. You know what I also don't like? I don't like it. Check it out, right?
Yeah.
And crazy rich, the Squid Games.
Yeah, go
yeah, on. Yeah, yeah. Hate it.
We love that series. Well,
yeah.
let me tell you why.
Yeah, yeah, why?
They all died.
That's great.
That's why we
That's
love
great.
Them. That's why we like
And you know what? We'll find the one guy that survived.
Kill
we'll
him.
Find him
we'll
and kill him. I'll be the guy.
And by the way, crazy rich Asians.
Yeah.
We also enjoyed that movie very much.
Why?
Michelle Yeoh was very talented.
She's very talented.
Be honest with you, some of the directorial choices were very wonderful.
that's true.
I will compliment the DP, and that's I'll say some of those shots were fantastic. That's
true. Yeah.
I saw some racking shots that I was impressive by, but when they would pull focus on some of those scenes, it was better than I thought.
Yeah. Anyway, let me ask you something. I'm Bobby. I'm a comedian, too.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby Ray.
You can call me that?
What's your name
I'll change it. Bobby Ray?
You're a comic?
I'm a comedian.
Tell me a joke, funny man.
What did the Korean say to the other Korean?
Go on.
Let's kill ourselves together.
Murder-suicide.
Murder-suicide. Funny, right?
I love it.
When Asians do murder-suicide, hilarious.
Absolutely hilarious. Right.
That joke went flat. I haven't tried it yet.
Try again.
Please don't make me try another
one. Another joke. You want to get in?
Yeah.
Tell me another joke.
Right. Yeah. A black, a Korean, and a Jew.
My nightmare.
Right. That's your nightmare, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's scary, right?
Yeah.
They walk into a bar.
Where? What part of town?
In Germany, in the 1940s. Shit, dog.
Go on.
Right?
Yeah.
And the fucking bartender goes, welcome. That's my German accent.
Okay, sounds like...
Okay. I'm not an impressionist.
I can tell.
And I can tell.
You said you were a comedian, right?
You know what I can do?
Yeah.
Oh, hot dog.
Are you the hot dog guy?
I'm oh, hot dog.
You're the old hot dog guy.
Oh, hot dog. Yeah.
Betty Lynn, it's hot dog guy.
It's a meme. I'm pretty good, right? Wait, take the hot dog and do this?
Do it for me now.
Yep. Oh, hot dog. Shit. Get me in.
What do you want?
Can I join?
To the KKK?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. I'll do whatever job.
Okay, KKK, you're in. And you only have to do one thing.
What do I need to do, man?
Give me a big kiss. We're not gay.
Okay.
You got to give me a big kiss.
Tongue?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
When you do it,
yeah.
You got to say, daddy, you're my daddy.
Okay.
Daddy, you're my daddy. But say it like a little Asian boy.
Daddy, you're my daddy.
Again.
I have a script I want to pitch you.
What is it?
Asian Elvis.
Are you combining two of my...
Yes. There's a role of Hanku. There's a rule of
you Hank let me play Hank Williams in Hank the very Williams popular Williams. Classic.
Yeah.
The Asian Elvis from Memphis, Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah. You've always wanted to fly a Mothra.
Please.
Yeah. Thank you for being a bad friend.
That was very good.
Yeah.
This is a medium, crow medium. Let's find a medium.
Medium. There we go.
It's a large. This is a large hoodie.
A large hoodie?
And this is a 3XL hoodie. Look at this. Hey, thank you guys for being a bad friend. Come on, come on.